Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. There is another big lie circulating in the country, other than the one about somebody stealing the 2020 presidential election, that is just as corrosive to American politics. And this one comes not from the Trumpian right, but from everybody else. Bill Maher gave it voice the other night on his HBO show Real Time with Bill Maher. Now, I like Bill Maher, watch him regularly, and agree with most of what he says. But this is what he said the other night. You can hate Trump, but you can't hate Trump supporters because they are half the country. Half the country. The idea that the country is equally divided between Trump supporters and Trump detractors is the other big lie I'm talking about. It's seldom stated overtly, as Maher did the other night. It is so deeply embedded in the conventional wisdom that it's simply an assumption underlying just about every conversation and news article about politics today. But it is not true. We have a two-party system in this country, which means that many ballots end up with listing two-party nominees who get most of the votes cast. The casual observer of this could be forgiven for concluding that most Americans are in either one party or the other, and since most elections are relatively close, that they are evenly and bitterly divided. But while we have a two-party system, we have a three-part electorate. People not familiar with the workings of politics are always skeptical when I tell them this, but in every jurisdiction where I have practiced politics over many decades, the registered voters have consisted of roughly one-third Democrats, one-third Republicans, and one-third Independents. Yes, there are variations of up to several percentage points, but in general, the template is accurate. It is, in fact, almost exactly the picture in America as a whole today. In the 2020 elections, the registered voters in the United States were 33% Democrats, 29% Republicans, and 34% Independents. So why do we not see more independent candidates on national ballots? Two reasons. It is hideously difficult, expensive, time-consuming, and complicated to get on the ballot in all 50 states. The process is different in each one if you were not nominated by one of the two major parties. And independents are not a block of voters who share certain basic values and approaches, but a grab bag of people ranging from white power advocates to environmentalists to people who just don't give much of a damn. Keep in mind as well that the registered voters comprise a hair over 60% of the adult population that is eligible to vote. Thus, almost half the country, to use Bill Maher's phrase, is incapable of voting for Trump or anyone else. Let us put all these numbers in a row. Let's assume, for the sake of illustration, that the number of adult Americans eligible to vote is 1,000. So 600 of them are registered to vote, 180 out of 1,000 as Republicans. Hard support for Trump, that's people who believe he should be re-elected president, not just the Republicans who in general approve of him, is running around 55% of Republicans. That would be 110 people. That's 10% of the country, a very long way from half. That's fewer people than claim to have had recent personal contact with Elvis or have been abducted by space aliens. And those 110 people have scared the crap out of 980 people, convincing them that they, the 110, are going to bring down democracy, dismantle the government, start a civil war, and establish QAnon as the national religion. Please. Meanwhile, 600 to 800 of the grown-ups in the country have been saying they want Medicare for all, a reasonable minimum wage, lower prices for essential medicines, rational regulation of firearms, access to safe and legal abortions, paid leave for family emergencies, improved access to child care, etc. The country is not bitterly divided on these issues. The oligarchs are. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.